8:20 now here on BBC WM. Thank you very much for joining us on Sunday Breakfast. And surrounding me is all of the Sunday papers now. And also, not quite surrounding me, but in front of me is Jason Haddon, Birmingham solicitor. Good morning to you.
Very good morning to you too.
Thank you very much for coming along and talking about the papers. There's quite a bit, well, there's quite a lot in yesterday's papers as well as today's papers with all the honours.
I know.
All over the place.
It's all very exciting, isn't it?
I know it is. And we're going to talk a bit more about the honours a little bit later on this morning. But in today's papers, now, let me just have a little bit quick look through the front pages. Well, there are obviously lots of pictures from the Queen's birthday. Happy and glorious Prince George, beautiful pictures. But a lot of the front pages are looking at the stories to do with, the Snowden leaks spies. That's taking a lot of the headline space up. And also Britain's feeble military. Now, as the Sunday Telegraph's one of the papers that is talking about this, defence chiefs apparently saying UK feeble on world stage. And I know we're always talking about money being cut from here, there and everywhere, defence not being away from that. And it seems now that Britain's been sort of left out in the cold and it just can't stand up for itself. So that's on the front of the front of the papers this morning. What have you found sort of further into the papers?
Well, further in, we have the story in The Observer, and it relates very much to what we've been having this week, that men see sons more than daughters after breakup. Research finds women's confidence in parenting falls after separation. Men are more likely, when they split up from their partner, to have contact with a son rather than with a daughter.
Really?
Which I find, I'm a barrister who does family law, I find incredibly surprising, because you normally have, don't you, more of a bond from a man to his daughter.
Yes, yes.
Rather than, you can equally see the bond. But I think what's more worrying is the suggestion that women, when separated, find it harder, they lack confidence with regard to actually parenting after separation, which I think is a massive surprise.
Yes.
Perhaps it's due to the fact that they've got the burden, they've got all the expectation on them, which is incredibly difficult with regard to bringing the money in and organising everything which goes with that.
Goodness
me. Who'd have guessed?
I know, unbelievable. On the front, can I just mention one more front page that I haven't mentioned? On the front page of a Sunday Mercury, if you get it this morning, Birdman of Brum. I don't know if you've heard about this. This is part of a Sunday Mercury investigation. Looking at the shadow world of what's called illegal base jumping as daredevils leap off city landmarks. The pictures here are absolutely astonishingly terrifying.
Is this something you'd try?
Well, I don't think I would, to be honest. I mean, you wouldn't really get me even up a Big Dipper. I'm not very good with things like that at all. But from iconic gas towers to city skyscrapers and even a police station, meet Brummy base jumpers risking life and limb to get their thrills. I don't know whether this is a new craze or...
It's absolutely crazy, isn't it? And clearly you mustn't do this without some training and you mustn't do this at home. But it's one of those things which must be incredibly dangerous.
They've dived off Beetham Tower, Alpha Tower, Steelhouse Lane Police Station. Goodness me.
They really have no shame and no fear when it comes to these things.
So that's on the front page. And I think, obviously, the day, like you say, the dangers are there. You need to be fully trained. And a lot of people, unfortunately, are literally risking life and limb and getting the injuries to prove
it's
it.
It's a massive difference from free running, isn't it?
It
which
is.
A lot of people kind of do and really enjoy.
Get bruises and bumps along
that's
the
right.
way, but they can learn and get a bit better. Yes, inside the pages. Oh, can I just mention as well? We were talking. I was talking more, I suppose, about the papers that yesterday, and I want to talk more about the honours because we're talking to a couple of people who have been honoured in this year's list. You yourself are an MBE.
I am technically yes. Very awkward.
Now tell me about. Oh, very awkward. So when did this happen?
I think it happened in 2012.
Yes.
I got home one day and there was a letter. And I opened it nervously and there was, you know, congratulations, the Queen would like to honour you. Don't tell anybody.
It was
for some pro bono bits and pieces I've done as a barrister, helping people who can't get legal aid and need as much help as they can with regard to understanding how law works in this country.
Wow.
So I've been involved in doing that. And then what was worse is this letter says, don't tell anyone.
So obviously
10 minutes later, my mother turns up and I've kind of got this face of, oh, this is very nice. And I'm not even allowed to tell my mother.
Did you not tell anybody?
I didn't tell anybody at all. And then you have to kind of survive 2 months. You have this fear that it's not going to happen or something's going to go horribly, horribly wrong. And then I had to go and meet the Queen at Buckingham Palace, which was absolutely crazy because there's lots of long corridors. Yes. And you just think it's this massive, beautiful palace, which it obviously is.
Yeah.
And we had to go and do that. And my mother was there and she was very excited.
So she finally did find out.
She did find out. I did phone her, probably rather drunk, as soon as it appeared in the Times to turn around to say, well, look, this is coming, and she was very excited.
Wow. Well, congratulations. Like curtsy? I'm not sure.
Oh, no, please don't. It's horribly embarrassing, but it's lovely to have, nevertheless. On the subject of the Queen.
Yes, go on.
How the Queen mocked Maggie.
Yes, now this has made them on the front pages.
It has, on the Sunday Express. Maggie Thatcher, Prime Minister previously, is dead and still... The papers rake up stories about how the Queen mocked Margaret Thatcher's accent.
Her accent?
Yes, you will recall that around about 1979, she had elocution lessons to try and improve her accent.
Yes.
And try to undermine her with petty class pudettes. I can't believe a word of this.
I can't believe that.
Because I don't believe the Queen would do that, because I think she's much better than all of us.
That is surprising.
And much better than that with regard to... we know that she referred to her as that woman.
Yes.
But I think that had lots to do with what was going on at the time.
Yeah.
But apparently made jokes behind her back. I don't believe a word of it.
Wow.
I don't think our Queen would do and that. She's much better than
you've
that.
You've been in her presence.
Gosh, not that you'd mention it, and clearly not that she would mention it.
Wow, but it is a surprising one. That is definitely a surprising one on the front page of the Daily Express. Any more before the Sunday Express, I should say. Any more before we finish for today?
Well, there's a couple of lovely stories, and one about love, and love which we are paying for.
The
Sunday Mirror tells us that thanks for our £5,000 wedding on benefits. A couple on benefits wed yesterday in a ceremony that cost taxpayers, that's you and me, £5,000. Richard Broom, 35, and bride Sandra Gallagher, 61, even had their sex life improved by an NHS op.
Wow.
And now want you and I, you personally,
yes,
to pay for their honeymoon. They're on benefits. They're taking us for a ride, rather, suggests the newspaper.
Goodness me.
They also want a bonus for their honeymoon. They're doing the state a big favour, and they paid it on benefits.
Wow.
Isn't that horrendous?
Goodness
it's
me.
Not the kind of thing we'd expect, is it?
It isn't. Just turn to the back pages, if I can, for one moment. A little bit of football, a little bit of women's football as well. I don't know if you were watching any of it last night. But England, it wasn't the most... It wasn't, like, you know, a one-sided game and England had completely ruled the roost. But England still won.
We'll take that when we can find it.
Absolutely. So we did beat Mexico. But the 70th minute, there was 2 goals, 2-0. The second goal came in the 70th minute by our very own Karen Carney, Birmingham City's Karen Carney.
Fabulous.
Did very well. And she was sort of very much part of the game, in the middle of the game for a lot of it. And obviously there's a long way to go yet, still in the group stages of their World Cup.
Of course.
But it's a good start.
And isn't it so fabulous that everybody can read about it now in the paper? It used to be such a minority sport, which was appalling so many years ago.
Yes.
And now it is becoming a global event, which is popular and organised properly.
Absolutely.
Organised properly, which is finally what we need in these things.
It is exactly what we need. Jason, thank you as always for coming to chat to us. And I hope we will have you in again soon. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Indeed.